Today, pitching your presentation with me, Peter Stewart, on the podcast whose title explains what the content is all about. Yeah, I'm here to help you get a better broadcast voice and a better podcast voice and a better voice over voice. But having a title quite that long would be a little bit silly, so I've shortened it to Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Changing the words, the style, the pace and so on, which is what we were talking about in yesterday's episode, helps your message become more effective. Having a picture in your mind of your target listener, we've spoken about that several times in the past. So if you are new to the podcast, nip back into our archive, have a little look down, see where those appear. So having a picture in your mind of the target listener and their needs could be a worried first-time dad or a time-poor businesswoman or a holiday-hungry teenager will help you pitch your presentation in a way that they will care more about your message. That vocal connection will give you a more genuine delivery. The more you can get under their skin and work out why you want to reach them, do you want to calm them, entice them, excite them, you'll be able to find the right voice and style for you to help you get over that message. And if it's your story you're ad-libbing, maybe on a podcast or some other kind of presentation, then you should know what there is about that story that you want to share it with your audience and inject that interest in your voice naturally. If it's someone else's story, you've got to work hard to find their intention in your script. Pitching your presentation. Today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Tomorrow, focus on the... This is going to be an odd one to do, considering what the title of the podcast is. Focus on the message more than your voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.